Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio. The full crew's here, Bob Kelly and Andrew. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to have dinner. Would be a good place tonight. Great place to cater your next event. They really do a great job with catering. Dickie's Barbecue, we appreciate all they do. We keep saying we're going to get away from baseball. I don't know what it is. It just keeps pulling us back.
Not until the draft, Bob. Once the draft happens, then okay. Football's here.
And as you and I were talking, we can't even get away from watching games.
No, it's been an exciting World Series.
It has been a good World Series. It's been a lot of fun. And right now, I think Coastal Carolina is teeing it up, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. I'll put it on.
Yeah. Talking about baseball, who better to get on the show than an old friend of ours? And needs no introduction to the Southern Miss Nation, Mike Federico, former player here, former coach here for many years, great coach, and just finished his tenure, I think, 7 years, is that right, coach, at Louisiana Monroe before you're now joining the Louisiana Tech staff?
Yes, sir. I was there for 8 years.
8 years. Coach, I heard you say on the day that you announced that you weren't coming back that it was a difficult place to win. All of us sitting here think you did a remarkably good job. But explain that difficulty that you were referencing.
Yeah, it's a great question. There's been a lot of turnover when you think of all the years. I think I was the 12th coach that was there, but in a 30-year period, there was a number of coaches, just the transition, name changes, color changes, logo changes, coaching changes. I think from a loyalty standpoint, sometimes when you have turnover like that, it's hard to bring people back. There's a lot of schools in the state of Louisiana, which also makes it difficult with not a lot of population. And, it's hard to have that loyalty and get whether it's the dugout club or just fundraising back there. And, it was similar in some ways to like a Southern Miss. You got to kind of do more with less in ways, but, it was a lot less of the resources and some things like that to be able to do it. It was a challenge. It was a struggle. When I took the job at ULM, I felt like we were, 10 years behind where Southern Miss was at the time in 2017. And I told the president that, when I took the job and we've got to get things up to speed. And, we fought and we did as much as we could. And I feel like I did as much as I could, but, it was a challenge and, I don't have any regrets. I'm thankful and blessed for my opportunity that I got there. They wanted to go in a different direction and, I felt like, I did all the things that I could do and I'm proud of what we did, but we just didn't win enough.
And what did you find was the biggest difference in being a member of a coaching staff and then taking a head job?
It was the challenges of being a head coach, especially at a mid-major, again, with the turnover. I mean, I had a number of assistant coaches that were in and out, took the job and then were looking to move up. And, you look at some of the mid-major programs that have been successful and there's not a lot of turnover from that standpoint. And, I think that's, you know, that's what I'm excited about being here now at Louisiana Tech with Lane. I've known him for 30 years. I think there's a loyalty standpoint to be with him. And, you know, he's had some assistant coaches that have stayed with him for a number of years as well.
Mike, what's it been like to watch Southern Miss kind of, I mean, watch from afar to see what Southern Miss has kind of become? I don't think, maybe you do know of when you left in 2017 that it would kind of, I guess, explode, for lack of a better term. I mean, did you kind of foresee this?
I did. I mean, look, I think that my last 3 years there, it kind of started evolving into that part of it. Not that it wasn't that before that. I mean, when you just think back of the history of the program with Coach Palmer and Lane at the time, and then, of course, Coach Barry getting there, and then, you know, when Kai got there in 07 and, you know, getting to that Omaha piece in 09, I mean, it became a different animal. And then I think it was 2010 or 2011 had the number three ranked recruiting class. I mean, it was all set up. And that number three recruiting class didn't really do anything from getting to postseason, but all those guys, you know, signed professionally and then brought in the right dudes, and then you bring in the Walners and stuff like that. And, I mean, I think it was set up for success, and I think it goes back to support of the administration, and then there wasn't a lot of turnover. I mean, when you look at Coach Palmer and his staff, he didn't have a lot of turnover, and then, you know, for the first, you know, 8 years of Coach Barry's staff, it was just Kaya and I. And then, you know, Oz comes in, and there's been a little bit of turnover since then. And but, of course, you know, Oz has had some of the same guys in the program. And I think that's just a testament to the university and to the commitment of it all. And, I definitely it was hard to leave because, I mean, man, it was you're winning and all those stuff. But they gave me an opportunity to be a head coach, and that was something that I needed to do for my next steps. And being in the Sun Belt and going to Monroe was a great step for me. And I was blessed with the opportunities that what Southern Miss gave to me.
Coach Mike Federico is with us on the Eagle Hour here on Super Talk Mississippi. Coach, now as the youngest coach coming into the Sun Belt now, Ford Pemberton, an assistant coach at Memphis, takes over now at Monroe. If you could bend his ear, and if he were to ask you what was the toughest thing to overcome at Monroe, what advice would you give him?
Just the doubts. I mean, so many people just, you know, those are the things that there's a lot of people that doubt you. A lot of people that tell you the negative stuff that it comes into with being in a league like the Sun Belt. And just, you just got to work. You got to overcome some things, and you got to just try to stay positive and find what your wins are. I think that's the hardest part, is what I learned is what is winning. What is winning at Southern Miss? What is winning at Louisiana Tech? What is winning at Louisiana Monroe compared to, you know, what some of the big schools are? There's only one team that truly wins at the end of the year, and you got to find those small wins in what it is that, you know, you can find your joy. And that becomes the hard part, because everybody wants to win and everybody's working to do that. But, you know, what are those wins at a place like Monroe? It becomes a little bit different than a place like LSU.
And that's where I was going to go next, because Bobby Barbier, the head coach at Southeastern Louisiana, said something that I always found very interesting. He said, when recruiting players to go to any school in Louisiana, the biggest thing you have to sell them on is the chance to play, where he said that he literally had guys turn down 50% scholarships for a walk-on opportunity at LSU.
Yeah, I mean, those are definitely truth, and even more so now in today's day and age with the portal and all those kind of things. I do think that, you know, some of the schools in Louisiana, because there's so many, and when you think about Mississippi, it's mostly junior colleges. When you think about the baseball, the quality baseball, and I know you got the three-headed monster there, but in Louisiana, I mean, you think about all the teams that have been to Omaha that have been from the state of Louisiana. I mean, whether it's, you know, Tulane or UNO. I mean, there's a lot of people that have Lafayette's been to Omaha. So it is, you know, drastically different over here. And I think Bobby's correct on that, but even more so now because the portal, like, yeah, there's kids that are not getting any scholarship, but they're getting NIL money to be able to go to a place like LSU and just the animal that it is. The 34-man roster, I think some of that stuff's going to probably change some things in the next couple of years, and we'll see how all that stuff plays out. But, it is very tough over here, and there's not a lot of population. There's only 3.5 million people in the state of Louisiana. And the quality of baseball is exceptional. I mean, you even think about some of the players at Southern Miss over the years that were from Louisiana. I mean, Tanner Allen, like, I mean, there's dudes that are, I mean, Harris is from Louisiana. Sundstrom's from Louisiana. So Wascom's from Louisiana. There's a lot of kids that go to Mississippi that are from the state of Louisiana. And the quality of high school baseball in both states is tremendous. And it is a challenge.
We're talking to baseball coach Mike Federico, former coach at Louisiana Monroe, now with Louisiana Tech. Going to continue our conversation with Coach on the other side of the break about the game of college baseball and what he sees happening with what we think is a wonderful sport. As we exit, don't forget about Mo Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page. Enjoy some delicious hot beignets.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Mo Beignet Company, great place to enjoy beignets. We talked about that. Then you can go right down the street and buy a Genesis, Kelly, at the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis of Hattiesburg. As you know, Kelly, their SUVs are fine, as is their new showroom on Highway 98 West.
Yeah, well, I do get to ride in one that you drive. That's the only way that I get
it. And that's only when I can only, there's nothing I can do to avoid it.
Well, I understand that, but still.
Okay. Real quick, Kelly, tell us about Be Quick. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary with giveaways for you.
The Shell station at the Shell station at the corner of Highway 98 and Hegwood Road in Oak Grove. If you take the kids to Optimus Park, you're going to see it right there. Go in and ask for your Buffalo decal. You put it on your car, then they're going to have their spotters out and around the area. If they see a decal on your car, you could potentially be a winner. And just check back with the store on the little sign behind the cash registers. It'll have all the license plates winners up there, and you could win some fabulous prizes.
He ad-libbed all that, everybody. Never looked at a note. He's a pro.
Well, I try. Some of those prizes include
a Royal Caribbean cruise for four,
an offshore fishing trip in Biloxi.
Yeah, how about a Mossy Oak shopping spree, a Saints football experience?
Had to read that one, huh, Kelly?
A date with Andrew Abbott.
Nope. No,
that comes later with the subscriptions. Right.
Mike Federico is with us. And, Coach, you can see Kelly's still full of it like he was back when you were here. But you're not surprised by that, are you, Coach?
Absolutely not. I've always enjoyed visiting with him and with you guys as well. So I remember Hayden being on a on a show one time at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I remember that as well.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to ask you, Fed, in this segment, so what is this going to come down to generally in the future of college baseball? Playing time, what's going to attract a player more to any school? Potential playing time or just cold, hard cash?
Like I said, that's a great question. I think to each his own. You know, everybody's got a, every kid now has an advisor, and they're trying to point them in the right direction. And a lot of times it used to be just, hey, getting drafted, play professional baseball. But now the kids are able to make a little bit of money and make it a little bit earlier. I think it's becoming a little bit selfish. I think the parents are getting involved in some of those kind of things. And some people are getting away from the realistic part of it is that, man, you get a chance to play college baseball and you get a chance to get your college degree and the experience side of it. I hate that the money is getting involved so much in it. And the reality of it is there's not that many people that are making a ton of money, especially in our sport. I get the football and the basketball side of it. And look, I think college baseball is at a premier time right now with the draft going down to 20 rounds, the talent level that is out there. But the reality of it is, to me, it should be just about the playing time side of it. But I think the money is becoming bigger and bigger, and the pressures of what the coaches are. I mean, it's becoming a recruiting battle. It used to be where somebody offered, 60%, and if you didn't go above it, you weren't getting a kid. And now it's not that way. It's, man, what is the first thing that they're looking for is the handout. I mean, we've all seen the Nick Saban's part of it, why he got out, and people talking about the handouts. And I think that reality of it is truthful now. And I think it's the wrong, mindset for a lot of people, because again, college experience, playing, opportunities to be able to highlight yourself and still be able to get drafted. Now I don't think I don't think they worry about that as much sometimes. It's like, man, I got, $20,000, $100,000 in my pocket, and I'm good with it. So it's frustrating as a coach, and, I don't think that they really realize the opportunities that they're passing up with just being the financial implications of it all.
On a different note, you were in a conference that was, I think we could call it predominantly a bus league, and now you're going to be in a conference that – spans from New Mexico to Delaware to Florida, Missouri. I think Texas is still in there. Texas, because Dallas Baptist is a baseball-only conference member of CUSA. What's kind of your feeling on that? You're going to go from, that couldn't be any more of the bigger opposites.
Yeah, it is, and it's funny. I was a part of the first Conference USA team at Southern Miss. When I played in '96 with Coach Denson, and it's amazing how sometimes the leagues just they end up evolving back into what they used to be, and it's going to be interesting to see. The funny thing is about all this is the way the conferences have changed. When I worked at Memphis, John Calipari and Coach Schoenrock were really good friends. I worked for Coach Schoenrock, and I remember Cal coming down to Rock's office one day, and I mean, of course, Cal, like he's loud and obnoxious and Italian and all that stuff. And I remember them talking about, and this was probably 2006, maybe 2007. I can't remember what his last year was. And he was talking about Memphis at that time, trying to get into the Big 12. And I vividly remember sitting there listening to him talking about, he's like, Rock, one day there's going to be 16 teams in leagues. And when we were at Memphis at the time, he's like, man, we need to try to get into the Big 12, because he thought that was the logical one at that time. And I've told people that for years that he was talking about it, and then all of a sudden you started seeing it happening. And, you look at the SEC and the ACC and what Conference USA and the Pac-12 and what the Sun Belt are trying to do, and he hit it on the head years ago, and he was ahead of his time, and it'll be interesting to see where it all ends up.
Do you think that'll cause problems with recruiting, in the sense of, I'm sure, I know money's dictating a lot of things, but there are some schools who get to make short trips, and there are schools like, you know, UCLA who's got to go play Rutgers. I mean, do you think that's going to start bleeding into, you know, how guys recruit, or is that not even a factor yet?
I don't think it's a factor yet. I do think it affects people. You know, a kid from California, his mom and dad want to watch him play, and they got to go across the country to be able to see him sometimes for those 5 weekends. You know, the other weekends that they're there, so it doesn't really matter. But those 5 weekends, I mean, you're talking about an expensive trip, you know. And so it will be interesting to see how it all happens. I don't think it's a big factor right now, but once this thing kind of settles in, and hopefully it does, like, hopefully we figure this thing out and we get back to the reality of it. Because the problem is it's easy for football and basketball. Like, you have to take yourself out of those equations with it. But the volleyball and tennis and baseball and softball, the effects that it has on you and the burden it is from a financial standpoint, it's we'll see how it all dwindles down. I mean, especially if you're paying all this money to be traveling all the time, and you do want to get into the NIL portion of it and stuff, is you know, how do you do it all?
Yeah, Coach, I think all of us agree that college baseball has never been better. It's a wonderful, magnificent sport, but there are a lot of changes coming. As a guy that's really spent much of your life in the game, are you optimistic right now about the college baseball future, or are you concerned?
Good question. I think I'm on the fence of, like, really both. I mean, I've always been one of those ones that I see the positive, but also can see the negative side of it. And I think it's a little bit of both. And I think there's coaches that are going down the wrong direction with it, because the reality is, I mean, look, there's coaches getting fired in the middle of baseball season now. Like, what are we doing? And, you know, and I'll use Mississippi State, for example. I mean, you let go of Lemonis, who won a national championship, and the pressure for him to win, but yet they still got into a regional. And, you know, what was that? For that team, unfortunately, lost their coach, and I think their assistant coaches did a great job of keeping them together. But what if they would have went to Omaha this year? Like, what are we doing? And you know, it's, to me, I felt like that was a, you know, injustice to Lemonis and to those kids that were on this team, the current team that they just had. But you know, I'm just a coach, and look, I just got let go for not winning enough at Monroe. And you know, what is winning enough at Monroe, you know, in a really challenging league? So I just think that there's some realities that the fans sometimes just don't see. I mean, look, you'll use Southern Miss for an example. Got an at-large bid and everything this year, but those at-large bids are becoming more and more challenging when there's 13 teams from the SEC that are getting in, and
right.
it's going to get harder and harder for places like I'm at right now, Louisiana Tech, the Southern Misses of the world, the East Carolinas. Any of those leagues, the Sun Belt, Conference USA, and the American, which I think are dynamic leagues. That I mean, and you're seeing that UTSA. Look what they did this past year, and it'll be interesting.
Coach, it's always a great conversation when you're on the show, and you're welcome here anytime. Best of luck to you at Louisiana Tech.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Coach Mike Federico, one of the truly nice guys, Kelly, in college baseball.
And I think he's just waiting for the next, you know, right position. He's definitely
great
head coach.
Great point. What is winning at Louisiana Monroe?
Yeah, definitely different standards.
Compared to what is winning at Southern Miss?
And I think he did it better than anybody in Monroe.
I think he may have found a pretty good fit at Louisiana Tech. I mean, they've had great lineups, but we're missing pitching coaches. So we'll see what happens.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Stay informed with the Pine Belt News, your go-to source for news and sports coverage of the Hattiesburg area. You can also explore their other publications, Signature Magazine. You can get it all for just $35 a year. That's pretty cheap. That's less than a meal for two at Sonic down the road here. Or $55 annually if you live outside of Forest and Lamar counties. And you get the expert writing of, what's his name?
The Andrew Abbott.
Andrew Abbott, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
They put a V in front of my name these days? Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
It's like the Ohio State University.
Right, right.
I wish I had the payroll of the Ohio State.
And you can hear Andrew in his cold-induced voice.
Yep.
This is not a cold, right? This is allergies.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, Bob, you know, if people are trying to do housework this time of year, you know, whether it's painting or just anything that they need done around the house, I get so frustrated because I would like to go to one place to be able to get everything that I need and not have to go to five or six different stores. I am so over it.
And would you like to go to a place where they'll actually wait on you instead of run and hide when they see you looking for something?
Yes, I would.
Well, then you should go to MCS Home Center in Bellevue, Kelly, 7329 US 98 in Hattiesburg, where they greet you at the door. They're so happy to see you. They have paint, lumber, building supplies, garden supplies, lawn and garden supplies. They have everything that you'll get at the ice cold big box stores down the highway, except they actually appreciate you being in there.
And I would imagine the money I spend there is going to stay in the community.
It absolutely will. And if you didn't hear that the first time, you can hear it again tonight on the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast.
Now, how can I do that?
You can go to Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, and everybody but you can ask Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and it'll be right there.
No, I can ask, but, you know.
Well, you're used to that, I don't know, aren't you?
I'm used to denials.
You're used to just getting ignored.
Yes,
or
most
what is
of the time.
What is the word they always use with you? Security, security.
Yes, that's right.
All right, Andrew, update Coastal Carolina, who is smoking hot.
They're up a touchdown right now.
Golly.
Waiting to kick the PAT. So they're up 6-0 in the first inning. Louisville seems to be out of pitching. I mean, they're in the driver's seat right now. I mean, they're looking at 26 in a row, going to walk right into the national championship series like we all kind of thought. I think the more intriguing one is going to be LSU and Arkansas, because even though Arkansas has to beat LSU twice, Arkansas has only used three pitchers in this entire
And you thing. Said after their first two LSU drops off on the mound.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, LSU is not safe, and their lineup is not special. I mean, it's a good lineup, but it's not like what they've had through the past few years. So I am I will be surprised if Arkansas does not win that first game and it becomes kind of a winner-take-all. But this has been an exciting World Series.
It's been a lot of fun.
I mean, the Oregon State comeback over Louisville, the no-hitter with Arkansas. Even though Murray State went two and out, both of their games were exciting.
Yeah, the game last night was really good, Oregon State and Louisville.
Yeah, the comeback in the ninth. And then even, like, you could say LSU and UCLA wasn't that exciting. But, I mean, UCLA kind of came back at the end.
They tried to steal home in the first inning.
Yeah, yeah.
And Coastal, I don't know what they do right, but they sure seem to have the golden touch when it comes to baseball. I mean, they already have won a national championship. Now they're steamrolling everybody, and as Andrew said, perhaps on the cusp or certainly a good start in this game.
They have been the most dominant team in this World Series.
So, you know, if they win it, it wouldn't be a surprise. But here, there's a school that's comparable to Southern Miss, maybe on the cusp of winning its second national championship.
And over the last 2 years,
they've
played twice, and they're 1-1.
And the Eagles, we just can't get over that.
Just so frustrating.
And when anybody that has seen the College World Series this year and has compared them to Southern Miss, people who have seen a lot of the Southern Miss games, would argue, and it's certainly a fair argument, that the Eagles can compete with any of these teams.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah. I will say I think Coastal has they have a really good pitching staff.
This was their year, no question.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I guess time will tell, but I think the talent of this pitching staff is probably along the lines of that 2022 USM pitching staff, with just in terms of how deep they are. Again, time will tell because I mean the amount of guys who got drafted on that team was stupid, but I mean it's there's the comparison to be made. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And there really are not, when you look at this Southern Miss roster coming back, on the surface. There's not a whole lot of tweaks that you have to make. And I know that Coach Oz is going to be here on Friday to kind of fill in some of those blanks. But I don't remember a Southern Miss team as deep on both sides of the ledger, defensive players and pitching, coming back as the 26 edition.
I will add that they did officially announce the signings of two of their four portal gets with Jake Neely and Kyle Morrison from South Alabama. So, you know, you've shored up two, but the two bigger ones I think you want to sign, they're still working on. So,
meanwhile, they're losing a coach.
Yes, Keller Bradford is taking a pitch. He will be the pitching coach of the Liberty Flames, which I think is a very nice promotion if you're him. You know, Keller's done a pretty good job for them. He's been kind of Oz's right-hand man with the pitching staff. But I do think that the perk of Keller leaving is I think that frees up a spot to keep Danny Lynch, who
there
is done
go.
Being a
the
grad
icon.
Student.
The icon. The icon, Danny
So
Lynch.
If I have it right, it'll be Danny Lynch. I don't know if they're doing this. This hasn't been official. This is pure speculation. But it would be Danny Lynch, Ladd Rhodes, and Travis Curiel and Ben Brewer, which...
That's a pretty good staff.
I mean, Coach Federico was talking about the stability. I mean, that's pretty stable, if you ask me, so...
I think that's a really good staff.
Too. Yep.
A really good
staff. When you look at any sport, the stability of their... You know, Jeff Bauer had that for years. Boy, you still sit back there and think, Bob, in my 45-year tenure covering Southern Miss sports, if you could point to one boffo... One thing that you would sure love to have a mulligan for. Yeah. It's not even baseball related, but letting Jeff Bauer go was...
Let's fire Jeff Bauer and move to the next level. Yeah. That's how that worked out, isn't it?
Yeah, well, be careful what you ask for.
They did move to the next level. Yeah, they did. That's an old debate. No need to drag up that dead beast anymore, but there's an awful lot of validity to what you said. And I think Coach Federico pointed out just the opposite at Monroe, and the results kind of speak for themselves. Lots of turnover, lots of changes, not a lot of success. Come here, little turnover, little change, lots of success.
But 48 win, and I like what he said and about winning at Monroe compared to winning at other places. You win 48 games at Southern Miss. 47 games at Southern Miss. All right, well, how many games at Monroe, and of course the staff is raved about for the great job they've done, but I would argue that 47 wins in Hattiesburg would be like 25 wins in Monroe.
I mean, it is the second winningest season in school history. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on what happens.
Here's a better way to put it. What would a 47-win season at Monroe have produced this year?
Yeah.
A raise for Federico, probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
And you're not talking – when he talked about the other schools, too, he didn't even – and he was just going off the top of his head, but he didn't even mention Nichols. You know, who had been in regionals the last two or three years. McNeese. Southeastern Louisiana. McNeese has now got a head of steam athletically. There's a lot of schools in Louisiana fighting for those athletic crumbs. And that even adds to the difficulty. So the fact that, which is another reason why I think Southeastern Louisiana deserved to be in the field this year because of the numbers they put up. But I also think the conference that you're in does make a big difference. And the Southland just doesn't get a lot of respect. But you could also argue with the Sun Belt only getting two that the Sun Belt isn't. Although the league this year was down as a whole.
Well, sure, but I mean your two quote unquote teams are host teams.
Yeah.
And I mean if you win the national championship, which look, I mean I've said it before, Coastal was horribly underseeded as the 13 seed, and they're just. I mean, they're running through the NCAA tournament. I mean, you at the very least would hope that, you know, people have to – it takes the SEC down a peg in the sense of you have to give some respect to these mid-major schools because they play – because baseball is different.
That.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, like, if it does come down to Coastal or LSU or Arkansas, okay, and I'll go with Arkansas because I think anybody who pays attention to baseball knows Dave Van Horn is more than due for a national championship and probably deserves one. But I think if Coastal wins a national championship, I mean, if there was ever a year for the SEC to be dropped down a peg, like, this is it. I mean, because I think it's starting to kind of speak volumes to the other sports. I don't know if you saw this the other day. They dropped the whole college football playoff, the four guaranteed bids to the SEC and Big Ten. So maybe it's having a trickle effect. Maybe I'm just being optimistic, but it seems like it would do wonders for college sports to kind of bring, or at least re-acknowledge the parity that can be college sports.
And can we all agree that anybody being fair and honest about it would say that the 13 teams being invited from the SEC, we now know that was terrible. Should have never happened.
You look at overall body of work, I mean, there's probably 10 of them that I wouldn't change my mind on.
Well, maybe 9 or 10, but 13.
Yeah.
And we're down to 2.
And we know what should happen isn't always what will happen.
Sure.
Money, 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 as Pink Floyd said. It's all about the money. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, we're glad you are. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the third segment of our program every day, and you know all about them. Great place to have lunch, great place to meet your friends and catch a big game. This segment sponsored by D-Bat down on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds is the manager. Everybody remembers him. It's a great place to take kids for baseball and softball training. Lots of summer camps, I would think, too, Kelly.
Air-conditioned comfort in a really meticulous, clean atmosphere. They do it right at D-Bat. And I want to shout out to Slade and the guys at 4th Street Bar and Grill, because not only do they do everything that you've said that they provide, Bob, but they are always there with a helping hand to the Southern Miss Athletic Department.
No question.
Like, I remember a couple years ago, they were on pace to set the season.
They joined us in making Super Talk and making sure it got done.
Yeah, the season tickets, we set sure that did. Record because of and 4th Street then would give those tickets away to their patrons. And, you know, that you just don't – there are a lot of businesses like that that don't do it for the publicity.
Yeah.
But I think it's important that the general public know that these people put their money where their mouth is.
I think it was, if my memory serves me correct, 500 or 600 tickets short of breaking the record.
Right.
So this company bought half of those, and Slade bought the other half, as I recall.
I think something like that.
To get the school over the hump. Yeah.
Right. So I think not only is their service great and the food and the portions are terrific, but They should be supported because they support the university.
And they have live music now on the weekends.
They do.
Yeah. Have you sung yet? You down there?
They want me to come in when it's closing time. I don't know why.
I can understand that.
It's a good song, though.
I don't understand.
Yeah, why. It's a good song. He could wear his tinfoil suit, and or you could wear that Elvis outfit you were in that play several years ago that my wife and I went and watched.
Well, unfortunately, it was the skinny Elvis suit, and now I need probably the...
Do you realize you may be the only person on the planet I would have agreed to go to a musical with my wife? So,
and she enjoyed it, didn't she?
Well, yes, she did.
See?
She did.
I wonder if the listeners would enjoy it.
In other words, what else are we talking about?
That's a stretch, Andrew. It was a unique, gathering of people.
Look, Andrew, he needs to understand he's along for the ride. You know? So don't start with me, young man.
All right,
we'll
Andrew.
Turn this car around right now.
Update okay. the score, Andrew.
It's still 6-0. I do have an interesting note on that game. I did want to point out that the MLB Draft Combine is being held for the next few days. I know the Parker brothers, they had their kind of moment. Parker brothers from Purvis, Jacob and JoJo. So I've been waiting to see the results. I don't know when they're going to post them. It's kind of driving me crazy, but you know, we'll see the. I think we'll see the results of Jay Cook and JB Middleton over the next couple of days.
But I always wonder about, like, even with the NFL Combine, as much money that's invested in these players
yeah.
or potentially invested in these players, it would seem to me that not one event is really going to sway thoughts of their skill set one way or the other.
I agree, and I actually asked because, I was, without giving too much away, I was around them over the weekend, and I asked them that, and they go, well, part of it's to turn in your get your medical checkup, and then, you know, if when you're in high school, that's more valuable to go because then you're getting all eyes on you at once. You're putting yourself on the national stage. I mean, there's more. And the combine, the MLB combine is a newer thing. It's only existed for about 5 years. And we've seen more instances of guys dramatically raising their stock rather than falling. So it's like, why not do it?
Are you still convinced there's a possibility Cook will come back?
I am.
I mean, I don't know. You know, it depends.
Where he gets drafted.
Is this a fair statement? The only player we know for sure will not be back is JB Middleton. Is that a fair statement?
I think as it stands now, yes.
Sure.
You know the name I'm not hearing much of is Monastir.
Monastir, yeah.
I'm not hearing much talk about if Monastir is coming back or leaving.
I mean, I think he'll get drafted. I mean, that's a guarantee. Whether he goes or not, that's to be seen. But
if you could get them all back with the exception of JB Middleton, Monastir, Cook, Colby Allen.
I do think if they felt that they were going to be getting them all back, they wouldn't be as busy in the portal as they have been.
Good point.
And I think that Landon Payne may come back.
I think that I actually, out of all of them, that's probably the one I feel that has the best chance of returning.
I hope so.
For
he really
year.
Came on at the end of the year.
I think I'm the only one that thinks that there is a 55% chance that Cook comes back.
I hope
rather
right.
than goes.
One thing about Landon Payne is I would never advise you if he has a bad night to say anything to him about it to his face.
Yeah, how'd you like to be the wife of that guy?
Landon Landon looks like he might throw down.
And, he's looking to throw down.
Jeez. You know? Well, I wanted to give a little tidbit on the Coastal Louisville game. So there's a Louisville player who's engaged, and his wedding is, I think, tomorrow or the day after. And they were asking him, how are you going to juggle doing your wedding in Kentucky and coming back and playing in potentially the national championship? Well, I don't think he's going to have to worry about it.
No,
anymore.
I think Coastal answered that question for him, right?
I mean, it's still early. We've seen what happens to early leads. We're kind of familiar with that here in Hattiesburg, but
well,
Coastal's up 6-0 in the second inning.
And if he's getting married to a girl in Kentucky, just do it at the family reunion. Second weekend in June.
That's
every
enough.
Year.
That's enough.
Okay.
We're going to do our best.
We're going to get sued for that one.
Yeah, we're going to do our best to get the voice of Coastal Carolina back on the show tomorrow and see how the Shaunts are feeling, which I think is pretty damn good right at this point.
Coach Oz on Friday.
Coach Oz on Friday.
And Natalie Poole.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.